Okay, let's go back to our regular order of business. We'll take case number 10,585 that was taken under advisement. And at the same time, again, Mr. Burrell, this 585 and 574, we've combined it all to
for discussion purposes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. I'm here for the yellow one.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. The one last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones under under old business. Yep.
You weren't. You would, theoretically, you could vote on the one tonight. But that's kind of tough because they kind of go together. So you have a choice of either probably just recusing yourself and not participating or voting, or you could ask that the you're permitted to participate if you listen to the tape and go back and review the file, but that would require the board to table both of them for that purpose. So that's.
I'll just step aside on this one now.
Okay. Just gonna recuse yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let the record show that then. Okay. All right, gentlemen, got case number 10,585.
I do have to say that I think I understand it better, and especially since they have taken some 134 feet deep lots and done the same thing with, which they didn't require a variance. You know, comparing the building envelope in these lots versus the others, it, you know, with being 69%, it doesn't make a difference.
How do you feel, Mr. McCabe?
I would be in favor of it.
Okay.
I don't see where being they're all together, surrounded by lots that are in conformity, I don't see where it would be noticeable or make a difference to anyone around them.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
You know, I've considered possible problems that they may present in changing that 5 feet. And I don't know what they would be because, you know, parking sometimes is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, we're doing this for the garages, so.
Right.
You know, it's been argued both ways. The applicant argues that the hardship wasn't created by him; it's created by the clientele for which they serve, and the opposition argues that it is created by the applicant. As far as the essential character of the neighborhood, I certainly don't think that it'll change that. Uniqueness, that's, I think, certainly established with the lot depth. I think it basically just changes the size of the backyard. You know, they aren't asking for, it's not a situation where we've had in the past where they just want to expand the footprint of the property. So. I don't think that's, you know, they can, the fact that they could put this, any of those models on the property as it is, doesn't necessarily change the issue for profit.
True.
So,
yeah.
I guess guess I tend to favor approving it as opposed to not to.
Okay. And I concur with that. I concur with that, Mr. Mills. If there being no further discussion, and if the members are ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion for case number 10,585 and 10,574.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve both cases, 10,585 and 10,574.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,585 and 10,574. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried, cases are approved. Okay, now we'll go to